Hello and welcome to Tales of the Prodigal's Elder Brother. I'm Mike Moore. Episode 3, Brothers. Growing up, the equation for Christian happiness that they taught us went something like this. Miss out on fun now to keep God happy. If you do this, God will prefer you over the more party-minded people and will reward you later. It will make your life better. You will have nothing to do but focus on religious things if you forgo the fun ones. Does this make sense, though? Let's look at the stories in the Bible about brothers and whom God was happy with and explore this idea. The first two brothers ever were named Cain and Abel. Cain is a crop farmer, and Abel is a keeper of livestock. Abel pleases God with his religious activities, and Cain is jealous and angry when his religious activities aren't accepted by God. God tells Cain that he has the choice either to figure out how to do better, given his brother's good example, or else to give in to the sin, jealousy, and rage that want to devour him if he doesn't master them. Instead of learning how to do as well as Abel did and making God happy, Cain chooses to indulge his murderous anger and invents a whole new thing, killing for religious reasons. He beats his brother Abel to death and then tries to hide it. God tells Cain he can't be a farmer anymore. The thing is, though, that God intervenes after Abel has been killed, rather than during the argument, so Abel stays dead and Cain gets to live. If I was God, which I'm clearly not, I would have been saying, "Hey, Cain, before the fighting started, rather than after," but that's not what God chooses to do. Abel has to die so that Cain gets his full chance to screw up properly, so that he, and everyone else that reads the story, gets the chance to learn from Cain's mistake. Cain gets to live. Not only that, but Cain gets to experience firsthand the mercy of God, as God ensures that Cain will live a long, healthy life and see the brave new world unfold before him, including watching his grandchildren grow up. God even puts a mark on Cain that warns anyone who might want to hurt him that should any harm happen to Cain, it will happen to them 7 times as badly. Now, with God protecting him and promising to avenge him for any harm done him, Cain will be safe. He goes off and invents the city and has a wife, and shortly thereafter, a son, whom Cain names his city after. Abel lived only a short life. He knew how to please God, but he didn't learn anything about working things through with God, or about God's mercy and forgiveness or anything like that. He was dead. No wife, no kids, no lineage, just death. It was Cain who learned things and got to really live a long life and see how things turned out in the world and so on. Would you rather have lived Abel's life or Cain's? You're supposed to say that you'd rather please God briefly and die a horrible death at your brother's hand shortly afterwards than to live a long life as a murderer who needs and gets God's mercy. But is that how you really feel? Not me. Some generations later, Jacob and Esau are brothers too, fraternal twin brothers. Esau is a devoted son who was born first, and so as the slightly elder of the twins, has a right to the success and special position of the elder brother. The thing is, right from the beginning, God intends to give a helping hand to Jacob, the younger twin, rather than to Esau, whose right the blessing was. God says before the birth to their mother, "Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." That's not how Jewish people did things. No matter how good a person Esau tries to be, he's pretty much screwed, despite his own attempts at living a good life or even tradition and his father's wishes. Jacob wants what Esau has, rather than being content with what he has himself, and God is on his side. Catching Esau fainting with hunger, after unsuccessfully hunting for wild game, Jacob, instead of being generous or brotherly at all, instead of being a good human being, let alone brother, says he will give Esau some food only if Esau gives up his right to the elder son's position of blessing and privilege. Now Jacob is clearly acting greedily and meanly here. This is not what we consider good behavior for anyone. He is taking advantage of his hungry brother who needs him, and is asking something ridiculous rather than simply helping. Esau cannot, by saying anything, cause Jacob to be the elder brother, nor is it up to Jacob or Esau, who their father blesses and patronizes as the elder brother. Despite this, Esau says,
"Okay,"
to this ridiculous offer, to get some stew from his wily trickster of a brother who is clearly a dick. Jacob is not going to get the Jewish paternal blessing and rewards just because Esau says so, signs it over to him, loses a bet or the like. Esau has no say in the matter. It's all up to their father Isaac. What Jacob does is he takes advantage of his old father's blindness and tricks Isaac into blessing him by pretending to be Esau. Remember, his father's blind. Jacob has demonstrated a pattern of being greedy and tricky and unfair to everyone concerned. He has moved on from taking advantage of a hungry brother who needs him to taking advantage of a blind old man who can't catch him when he's up to his tricks. Jacob gets the blessing that was rightfully Esau's, and what does God have to say about it? It would be nice to think that God would tell Jacob his life is going to be short and brutal because of his actions, and that God will be helping out Esau from now on. What do we read, though? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for the jackals of the wilderness. That's pretty harsh. And unfair, I might add, as far as humans count fairness. Even more understandably than in the case of Cain, at first Esau wants to kill his younger brother, but eventually, years later, Esau actually forgives Jacob. That's pretty big of him. Even so, Esau lives the rest of his life without what was rightfully his by birth. It gets worse. In the Old Testament, God has decided to choose from among all the nations of the world a nation of people to be his own chosen special people. So long as they keep from making up fake gods to worship instead of him, he will make them invincible in battle, helping them kill thousands of people. He will deal almost exclusively with this group of people, no matter how horrible they are, nor how wonderful other non-Jewish people act. Jacob, the greedy, opportunistic, mean-spirited, cheating guy that he was, gets to be father of this nation, which will be entirely populated with his children's children. His name is changed to Israel, and his nation is still a country today, many thousands of years later, after Babylon, Mesopotamia, and so many others have simply ceased to exist. Would you rather live Jacob's life or Esau's? Is there a pattern developing here?